大家一起默祷啊，预备我们的心。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息日下午的聚会。
Name Lord Jesus Christ, begin afternoon Sabbath service.
我们来唱诗110首。
Let's sing hymn 110.
跪下祷告，求主耶稣继续带领我们的下午的聚会。
And kneel down to pray, ask the Lord Jesus to guide our afternoon service.
一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down, pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。先打开啊，马太福音16章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
24节。
Verse 24.
马太福音。16章24节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
16章24节。
Chapter 16 verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
我们如果从十六章今天早上开始读的13节开始，我们就发觉到啊，这是有一连串的一个次序。
And if we read from this morning chapter 16 verse 13 on, we can see that this is a continuous story.
那到了24节，我们发觉到主耶稣事实上要我们要全心的跟从他。
And so when it reaches to verse 24, the Lord Jesus wants us to completely wholeheartedly follow him.
就是要做主耶稣的门徒。
and is to become the disciple of the Lord Jesus.
要达到二十四节这个阶段，我们要从前面一直读下来。
And in order to reach the conclusion of verse 24, we have to read from the start.
他要门徒先跟我门徒说耶稣是谁，我是谁啊？主耶稣他是谁？
And so who is the Lord Jesus and who are the disciples?
彼得说你是基督，永生神的儿子。
And so Peter says that you are the Son of God, the everlasting Father.
主耶稣告诉他，不是血肉的人啊，血肉之体告诉你的，是这个天父启示你的。
And so Jesus says to him that the flesh did not reveal this to you, but the heavenly Father.
彼得有这个初步的认识，所以他才撇下所有跟从耶稣。
And so only when Peter has this understanding, he's able to throw everything aside.
我们今天早上有讲耶稣是谁。
So this morning we mentioned who is the Lord Jesus.
耶稣是永远的王。
And Jesus is the everlasting God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
也就是神的本身。
And he is God himself.
他又是人类唯一的救主。
He is the only savior of mankind.
我们要一层一层的认识。
And so we should understand each level.
由圣灵，神借着圣灵来启示我们。
And so the Holy Spirit will reveal to us.
有这个基本的认识以后。
So after we have this basic understanding.
在十六章二十一节，耶稣才指示，他门徒说，他将要受害，第三天复活。
And so in chapter 16, verse 21, Jesus says to his disciple, he has to suffer on the third day, rise.
对耶稣的身份的认识以后。
After understanding the status of the Lord Jesus.
那我们要了解耶稣来为我们做什么。
We have to understand what the Lord Jesus have to do with us.
主耶稣为我们成就十字架上的救恩。
And the Lord Jesus accomplished the salvation on the cross for us.
开了一个救恩的泉源。
And he has opened the well of salvation.
人罪人来到主耶稣那里能够赦罪重生。
And the sinners come before the Lord Jesus will be able to be forgiven and reborn.
主耶稣又从死里复活。
And the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
告诉我们在耶稣基督里众人都活了。
And tells us that all those who are in Christ will live again.
要对基督耶稣 有认识。
And we have to have this understanding of the Christ.
然后进一步认识主耶稣为我们做什么。
And to understand even further what the Lord Jesus can do for us.
所以二十四节。
In verse 24.
于是有这样子的事情，所以主耶稣要告诉我们最重要的事情了。
And because of these things, the Lord Jesus wants to tell us this.
要跟从主耶稣做门徒。
To follow the Lord Jesus to be his disciple.
因为做门徒是一个恩典，是一个荣耀。
And to be a disciple is a glory and is a grace from him.
只有做门徒才能够深入神里面，明白神，经历神，得到看到神所有的福气，而能够经历神所讲的应许。
And only being a disciple of the Lord Jesus are you able to experience and to truly understand the Lord.
马太福音十三章主耶稣讲过。我们看马太福音十三章十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
十三章十一节。
Chapter 13, 11.
做门徒有什么好处呢？
And what are the benefits of being a disciple?
十三章十一节。
13, 11.
马太福音，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。”不叫他们知道，十二节。凡有的还要加给他，凡叫他有余，凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。为什么做门徒那么重要？
So why is it so important to be a disciple?
因为主耶稣要将神的福气告诉我们。
Because the Lord Jesus wants to use the blessing of God to tell us.
让我们能够享受神的福气。
For us to enjoy His blessings.
这些福气应许，圣经里面所记载的，只有做门徒才能够体验得到。
And all these promised blessings are only that can be experienced by the disciples.
如果不是做门徒，做旁观者，只是来看看的，你就不会体验不到的。
And if you're only a guest, you cannot experience it.
主耶稣也不让你知道。
And the Lord Jesus will not allow you to know it.
我们看到这十二个门徒放下所有跟从耶稣。
We can see that the 12 disciples left everything and they followed Jesus.
每天听主耶稣讲道。
And every single day listen to the Lord Jesus speak.
进到房间里面又解释给他们听。
And then when they enter into the room, they will be explained by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣行神迹奇事，他们就在旁边。
And when they're right next to Jesus when he performs miracles.
主耶稣上山去祷告变貌了。 成为荣耀的这个身体的时候，他们也在旁边。
In the Mount Transfiguration, when Jesus appeared, they were also right by him.
主耶稣从死里复活，显现给谁让谁显现？只有向门徒显现。
And when the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead, he appeared to the disciples only.
显现的时候告诉他们将来神国的事情。
And appeared to them to tell them of the things of heaven in the future.
其实那个时候讲的神国就是教会。
And actually, those times is the talking about the church.
主耶稣复活显现，在告诉他们，你们要建立教会，教会要怎么成立。
Jesus appeared to them to tell them how you should establish the church.
他们也亲眼看到主耶稣升天。
And they personally seen the Lord Jesus risen to heaven.
升天做大祭司。
And he has risen to heaven to become the high priest.
他在那边一直为我们圣徒祈求。
And to all, not always pray for us.
只有门徒向主耶稣祷告，主耶稣才帮我们祈求。
And only when the disciples pray to the Lord Jesus will he listen.
主耶稣赐下圣灵给门徒。
And Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to the disciples.
门徒得到圣灵以后，有见证主耶稣的能力。
And when the disciples received the Holy Spirit, he testified of the Lord Jesus.
圣灵常常跟门徒在一起，更新门徒。
And the Holy Spirit is always with the disciples to renew them.
越来越像神，越来越像天父，成圣。
And to become like God and to be sanctified.
圣灵在我们身上帮助我们得胜过罪恶还死亡。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us to help us overcome death and sins.
圣灵来见证我们是神的子女。
And the Holy Spirit testified that we are His children.
我们将来要得到永远天国的基业。
And we will inherit the eternal heaven.
所以讲了半天啊，只有门徒可以经历这个，享受这个。
And so all we say is that only disciples can receive these.
这是圣经所给我们的应许福气。
And this is the promise that the Bible has given to us.
神已经讲了，不会改变的。
And whatever God has spoken cannot be changed.
但是我们要配合。
But we have to work together.
我们要怎么样配合得到这些做门徒的福气呢？
And how can we work together to receive the blessing of the disciples?
怎么样配合？
How do we work together?
马太福音十六章二十四节。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
若有人要跟从主耶稣，
If anyone wants to follow the Lord Jesus,
要舍掉自己，
they have to deny himself,
背起自己的十字架，
and they have to carry their own cross.
有两个条件。
There are two requirements.
其实是一样的。
And it is the same.
舍掉自己，
to deny himself,
背起自己的十字架，
and to take up his own cross,
都是跟自己有关系。
And it is all related to yourself.
不是跟别人有关系。
It is not related to another person.
做门徒是我做门徒啊。
And to be a disciple is me being a disciple.
不是其他弟兄或姊妹做门徒。
It is not another brother or sister being a disciple.
我要舍己。
I have to deny myself.
不是叫别人舍己。
It is not to ask other people to deny themselves.
我要背起我自己的十字架。
To carry my own cross.
不是叫别人背起他的十字架。
It is not asking other people to carry their own cross.
这是要我们对做门徒跟从主的一个最重要的认识，和立志。
And this is a critical understanding that if we want to be disciple of the Lord Jesus.
神知道我们有肉体的软弱。
And Jesus knows that we have our own weakness of
our flesh. 神期待我们做门徒有这种的立志的心愿。
God hopes that we can have this kind of determination to be His disciple.
他知道我们没有办法做得到。
And He knows that we are unable to do this.
他知道当时十二个门徒都做不到。
He knows that at that time the 12 disciples cannot.
但是他们要主耶稣要门徒有清楚的认识。
But the Lord Jesus wants the disciples to have a clear understanding.
要下定决心。
To make a determination.
天天背起自己的十字架。
Carry their own cross every single day.
主耶稣就慢慢教他们。
And then Jesus slowly teaches them.
他教彼得。
And he taught Peter.
主耶稣第在彼得说你是基督永生神的儿子以后，他马上阻挡神主耶稣的旨意。
And so once Peter realized that Jesus is the Son of God, then he went against Jesus' will.
他不要主耶稣到耶路撒冷去受死。
He did not want Jesus to go to Jerusalem to be crucified.
因为那是他自己的意思。
Because that is his own will.
不是神的意思。
It is not God's will.
所以什么叫做舍己？
So what does it mean to deny yourself?
不是把你自己杀掉。
It is not to kill yourself.
是把你自己的意念拿掉。
It is to remove your own will.
我们每一个人都有自己的意念。
And every one of us have our own thoughts.
我们里面都有自己的东西。
And we have our own things.
有一些东西啊，你 不喜欢人家去摸的。
And there are things that you do not want people to touch.
不喜欢人去讲的。
And you don't want people to talk.
我们呢就很用很多东西把它盖起来。
And we use many things to cover it.
好像那洋葱啊。
It is like the scallion.
你们剥过洋葱没有？
And have you peeled the scallion?
洋葱是一层一层的。
Scallion is made up of many layers.
一批一批的。
And one layer by after another.
有一些东西你是在那个洋葱的最中间的。
And some of the scallion is within itself.
你要从上面一直剥下来。
You have to start from the top.
做门徒啊，就是要被剥皮啊。
And so to be a disciple means to peel away your skin.
不但剥皮啊，连里面的肉都要拿掉。
Not only the skin, but also have to remove the meat.
你因为到了最后，最后最里面，神要跟你对付你啊。
And then until the end, God will face to face with you.
那个就是我自己。
And that is myself.
最后的敌人是我自己。
And the enemy is myself.
如果我们能够靠圣灵对付这个自己。
And if we can rely upon the Holy Spirit to go against the self,
那么神的灵就越来越充满我们。
Then God's Spirit will be filled with us.
就把我们这里面的东西拿走。
And to remove the things that are within.
然后换神的东西进去。
And to replace with the things of God.
这叫做圣灵的更新。
This is the renew of the Holy Spirit.
我们要有这种了解。
And we have to have this understanding.
这是一个过程。
This is a process.
没有人说一天。或者一次灵恩会全部拔光了，不可能的。
No one will be able to remove everything one day or one spiritual communication.
没有一个人这样子的。
Not one person.
彼得也是一样。
The same for Peter.
彼得啊，因为圣经里面记载彼得特别多。
Because the Bible records Peter especially.
你如果从头四福音里面从头把彼得发生的事情全部把它列出来，你就看得出来。
And if you take all the things that's recorded in the four gospel, you can realize.
你发觉到主耶稣一层一层把它拿走。
And then you can realize Jesus layer by layer removes it.
每一层啊，他本来不觉得那个是不好的，是自己的。
And so every stage is it seems like he feels that he's good.
所以主耶稣要把它拿走。
So Jesus wants to remove it.
有时候他觉得很难受。
And sometimes he is very feels very bad.
他不觉得他是那样子。
He doesn't feel that he is.
但是当主耶稣把他拿走以后
，But after Jesus,
他看到他自己了
，He can see himself.
他就哭了
，And then he wept.
他哭什么
？What is he wept?
他说我怎么会是这样子的人呢
？He says, How can I be such a person?
这是主耶稣要叫我们呐舍己的一个过程呐。
And this is a process of denying ourselves.
不要惊奇呀。
And do not be surprised.
如果你被剥洋葱一样，被神剥洋葱一样。
And if you are being peeled on the scallion like from God,
那个不是神要故意要打你啊。
That's not God purposely trying to harm you.
神要祝福你。
God wants to bless you.
因为只有把自己的东西拿走，神的祝福才会临到。
Because only when you can remove yourself, then the blessing can come.
我们来看彼得好了，就讲他几个例子好不好
？And we'll raise few examples from Peter.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
这是他第一次。
This is the first time.
路加福音第五章
Luke chapter 5
路加福音第五章第一节开始啊，主耶稣在格尼撒勒湖啊，就是加利利海啊，北边的加利利海传福音。
And so in verse 1, the Lord Jesus preaching at the lake of Gennesaret.
讲道完了以后啊，讲道的时候啊，因为人很多啊，他就像西门，这个就是彼得了哈，彼得借他的打鱼的船。来做讲台啦，来做讲台。
And because there was many people listening to him speak, so he went to Peter's boat.
当做讲台，他坐在船上，船离开岸边了，大家都站在岸上，这样比较好讲嘛。
And so he used Peter's boat as a pulpit, and he was surrounded by the people.
那主耶稣讲完道理以后。
And then after Jesus gave the sermon.
可能大家都离开了，很多人都离开了。
And then many people they left.
他只有跟彼得讲。
And then he talked with Peter.
我们开船出去捕鱼。
Why don't we take the boat and catch fish?
这真的是要去抓鱼吗
？Is he really going to catch fish?
是他抓了两条船的鱼。
Of course, indeed they captured two full boatloads of fish.
但是主耶稣在剥他的皮呀、
啊。Actually, Jesus is peeling his skin.
主耶稣要他看到他自己。
Jesus wants him to see himself.
只有这主彼得看到他自己，他才会认识耶稣啊。
Because only when Peter can see himself, he can understand Jesus.
那这个过程有点难受。
And this process might be very hard.
主耶稣跟彼得讲。
And Jesus told Peter,
我们下船，开船到水深的地方下网。
And we'll take the boat to a deep place to cast a net.
第五章第五节，路加福音。
Chapter 5, verse 5, Luke.
哎，西门说，夫子啊，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。
And Simon answered, Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
他讲这句话，让我们很清楚地了解。
And from this sentence, we can clearly understand.
我是一个打鱼的人。
That I am a fisherman.
你本来是木匠，主耶稣本来是木匠。
Jesus, you are originally a woodmaker.
现在你在讲圣经的道理，你是老师。
And so right now you're talking about the words in the Bible. You're the teacher.
哎，那你现在要来告诉我怎么打鱼。
And so now you're going to tell me how to fish.
但是我告诉你。
But I will tell you.
按照我打鱼的经验，没有鱼了。
According to my experience as a fisherman, there are no fish.
但是我还是按照你的意思去做。
But I will still do according to your will. 因为
我尊敬你是老师啊。
Because I respect you as a teacher.
我尊敬你是讲道的人呐。
I respect you as a speaker.
好像是这样子的意思。
It seems like this is the meaning.
我们也可以知道彼得心里面不认为了。
And maybe we might understand Peter's heart doesn't think this way.
结果他们捕掉两条鱼，两只船的鱼。
And eventually they caught two boats full of fish.
你看彼得怎么表现。
And we can see what Peter's reaction.
第八节。
Verse 8.
五章八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And when Peter saw this, he says, kneeled and said, "Go away from me, I'm a sinful man."
大家都在看那个两条船的鱼。
Everyone's looking at the two boatloads of fish.
大家都对神的作为，主耶稣的作为，那个神迹奇事啊，大家都很惊讶。
And so everyone's amazed and astonished at the Lord Jesus' doings.
只有一个人很害怕。
Only one person is afraid.
趴在主耶稣的膝前。
And he knelt down before Jesus.
他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Said, Lord Jesus, please depart from me, I'm a sinner.
他怎么会变成罪人了呢？
How did he become a sinner?
因为他看到他自己呀。
Because he can't see himself.
他怎么看到他自己？
And how did he see himself?
因为他刚才说：“我不相信，我可以打到鱼。”
And because just before he says, I don't believe I can catch any more fish.
我们不相信神的话。
If we don't believe God's words.
但是我们勉强去做。
But if we force ourselves to do it,
结果神照神的话做出来了。
But then, according to God's words, it's fulfilled.
你就看到自己是罪恶的。
Then we can see how sinful we are.
你看到神这么伟大。
And then we can see how great God.
这是让我们学习啊。
This lets us teach.
我们想啊，服侍做主公、做什么门徒的人。
If we want to serve and be a disciple of the Lord.
我们还是带有我们自己的观念做主神的工。
If we take still our own concepts to do God's work,
有时候我们这个意见很强。
Sometimes our opinions are very strong.
我们要做一件事情。
When we do one thing,
但是你会很强。按照我过去的经验，做不好了， we'll, 绝对不可能。
And we'll say because of our experience, it's impossible to do it this way.
我们也没有钱。
And we don't have money.
我们也没有神。我们也没有人才。
We don't have the gifts or.
什么有办法呢？什么布道会那么多人来？不可能的。
And how is it possible we can evangelize?
人来了也不一定会信啊。
Even if the people come, they might not believe.
有时候我们就这样想。
And this is how we think sometimes.
很多工人都有这种体验。
And so many workers have these experiences.
等到我们真的按照神的话去做。
Until we really do according to the words of God.
虽然心里面很不太服气。
Even though our hearts are not willing to do it.
突然之间看到神的作为，
But immediately we can see God's doings.
那我们就跪下来了。
And then we kneel down.
有一次啊，我们在传福音。
There's one time when we preached.
有一个人来慕道。
There's a person came to evangelize.
他根本不想听道理。
He does not even want to listen.
还没有开始证道，他就跑到外面去了。
Before the sermon even began, he went outside.
他本来想要去抽烟。
He originally wanted to smoke.
带领他的那个教会的工人啊，说：“哎呀，这个人不可能信啊。”连开始诗唱诗啊，都忍耐不住，一口那个烟瘾啊，都忍耐不住，这种人怎么可以有办法信耶稣呢？
And the worker that brought him in and saw this, he says that he's impossible to come and believe.
很多人就这样想。
And so many people think this way.
但是很多人为他这个慕道者祷告。
And so many people pray for this truth seeker.
过了半年。
After half a year.
他竟然受洗。
He was baptized.
再过了半年。
And after half a year.
那时候教会工人很少，他进 他真的做了教会的负责人。
And because there was a lack of workers, he really became a worker.
他把家里打开，让大家来聚会。
He opened up his home and allowed people to come to service.
后来这些工人想了。
And then these workers, they thought themselves.
怎么会有这种事情？
How are these things able to happen?
哎呀，我怎么这么愚蠢？
How am I so foolish?
我还讲那个大话，这个人不可能来信。
And I speak so boldly that this person would not come to believe.
因为我有自己的想法。
Because I have my own thinking.
这个彼得就是这样子。
And Peter was like this.
彼得看到，想到我刚才跟主耶稣讲没有鱼。
And so Peter just spoke to Jesus saying there is no fish.
现在抓那么多鱼。
And right now he caught so many fish.
他马上知道自己是一个罪人。
He immediately knew he was a sinner.
他不敢跟主耶稣在一起，离开我吧，我这个罪人。主耶稣太圣洁了。
He dared not to be with the Lord Jesus because he is a sinner.
他一开始碰到主耶稣就有这种经验。
And so once he met Jesus, he had these experiences.
他看到了自己的罪。
He can see his own sin.
这是我们进入主耶稣的第一个开门。
And this is the first door that when we open.
在灵里面要得到祝福，要先看到自己的罪。
In order to have the spiritual blessing, we have to see our own sin.
我们要常常看到自己的过错。
We have to always see our wrongdoings.
我们没有办法看到自己的过错。
We cannot see our own wrongdoings.
因为我们人的眼睛都是往外看，没有人可以看自己的。
Because our own eyes always see outside, but we don't see within.
我们看别人错很简单。
It is very easy for us to see.
但是看我自己的错，我看不到。
But we cannot see our own wrongdoings.
只有神打开我们心里面的眼睛，才看得到自己。
And only when God opens up the eyes of our heart, we can see.
主耶稣打开彼得的心眼。
And the Lord Jesus opens the eyes of Peter's heart.
他就看到他自己的错。
And then he can see his wrongdoing.
如果我们是彼得，
if we are Peter,
你会看到自己的错吗？
Will you be able to see your own
wrong? 还是只看到那主耶稣的那个神迹，两条船的鱼啊？
Or you only can see the two boatloads of fish?
看到我们自己的过错是神的恩典。
And when we see our own wrongdoing, it is the grace from God.
是神要祝福我们的开始。
It is the beginning of God's blessing for us.
不要只看到那两条船的鱼。
Do not only see the two boatloads of fish.
看到我们自己是什么人。
But to see who we are.
这是第一次他的一个经验。
And this is his first experience.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，彼得常常是主耶稣问什么，他一定举手，第一个举手就是他。
And oftentimes Peter will be the first person to raise his hand.
他年纪也比较大。
Because he is older,
他应该是比主耶稣年纪大。
He's older than the Lord Jesus.
他觉得说，我每次什么事都要带头。
And so every time he feels he has to be the leader.
他确实在十二个门徒里面也是带头的人。
And indeed he is the leader among the 12.
他讲一句话，大家跟他走。
And when he speaks one thing, everyone will follow him.
但是他常常犯错。
But oftentimes he makes mistakes.
但是主耶稣知道他有这个心。要来学习做门徒。
But because Jesus knows he has this heart to be a disciple.
常常教导他。
And to always teach him.
常常把他带在身边。
And to always bring him on his side.
虽然他常常说错话。
Even though he speaks wrongly.
有时候他说一句话，他也不晓得他在说什么。圣经讲的。
Sometimes he doesn't know what he says.
但是主耶稣知道他的心。
But Jesus knows his heart.
他真的愿意舍弃自己。
He's really willing to deny himself.
但是他没有能力舍弃自己。
Or he has no ability to deny himself.
我们要承认这一点。
And we have to admit
我们要这个心舍弃自己。
We need to have this heart to deny ourselves.
但是神要让我们体验，我们靠自己没有办法舍弃自己。
But God only through experience allow us to do this.
我们要学习靠主耶稣。
We need to learn to rely upon the Lord Jesus.
从靠自己进到靠主耶稣，这是一个很长的路。
And to transfer from relying on ourselves to the Lord Jesus is a long road.
好像零到一百一样。
It's like from 0 to 100.
开始的时候，你在主耶稣面前耶稣好像是只有在耶稣在你的心里好像是零你自己是一百。
And in the beginning, yourself is like 100, and the Lord Jesus is 0.
慢慢你就减少，你成80，主耶稣20。
And then slowly you become 80, then the Lord Jesus is 20.
再来一半，这是主耶稣一半，你也一半。
And then the Lord Jesus half in your half.
可能主耶稣到了八十，你是二十。
And then when the Lord Jesus reaches 80, you're 20.
主耶稣要我们最后主耶稣一百，你是零
And the Lord Jesus wants us eventually to reach that we are 0 and the Lord Jesus is 100.
那有的人就在想
And some people they think.
如果主耶稣是一百，我是零，那我不是机器人。
And if the Lord Jesus is 100, I'm 0. Am I a robot?
我就不是我自己了。
And then I am not myself.
确实啊，你我们已经，如果是主耶稣100，你是零，你就不是你自己了，你就是主耶稣在你里面活着的。
And if indeed the Lord Jesus is 100 and we're 0, that means the Lord Jesus is living within us.
保罗讲过一句话。
And Paul have mentioned once.
基督在我里面活着。
That Christ lives is in me.
我不再为自己，我不是我活的。
It is no longer I who live.
讲不通啊，保罗就是保罗，还活在那里，怎么会说我不是我？
That doesn't make any sense because he is still himself.
问句话就是他的整个思想都是神的思想。
And to say in other words that all his thoughts are the thoughts of the Lord Jesus.
本来人的意识很强。
Because man's will is very strong.
慢慢人的意识越来越少。
And slowly the man's will becomes less.
神的意识越来越大。
Then God's will becomes stronger.
最后这个人虽然他活着。
Even though in the end this person
still lives, 但是他整个头脑都是神的意思。
But all his head is the Lord's will.
你们想会有这样子的人吗？
Do you think this kind of person exists?
圣经告诉我们很多。
The Bible tells us many.
真正能够达到。
It is attainable.
但是是要时间的。
But it needs time.
我们不能够一次就造成了。
And we cannot do it in one time.
而且我们需要有这个神要期待我们有这种立志。
God wants us to have this determination.
就好像彼得一样，
just like Peter,
他真的想要舍己，
and just he wanted to deny himself.
但是主耶稣要让他经历，他自己没有能力。
But Jesus wanted him to experience that he had no strength.
彼得的故的事情很多，我就讲几个重点就好了哈。
And there are many events concerning Peter, which just make some major points.
那我们看路加福音22章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
我想弟兄姊妹也都知道这个例子。
Believe our brother sister knows this example.
主耶稣要被钉十字架。
When the Lord Jesus is going to be crucified.
那他告诉门徒。
He told the disciples.
要主耶稣啊，要告诉门徒以后，完了以后啊，最后就到客西马林园去祷告。
And then after Jesus told the disciple, he went to Gethsemane to pray.
当主耶稣祷告完了以后，人家就。这个卖主的犹大就抓叫兵丁来把主耶稣抓走了。
And then once Jesus finished praying, and then the guards they came to capture Jesus.
但是在被到客西马林园祷告之前
，But before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray,
他特别跟彼得讲话。
He especially spoke to Peter.
他要教彼得一件事情。
He wanted to teach Peter one thing.
路加福音22章31节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31.
31节到34节。
Verse 31 to 34.
31节。
31.
主又说，路加福音22章31节。
Luke 22:31.
主又说，西门，西门啊，就是彼得了哈、啊。撒旦想要塞得着你们，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样。32节。
32.
但我已经为你祈求了，叫你不至于失去了信心。你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。33节。彼得说，主啊，我就是同你下监同你受死也是甘心。34节。耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫你要三次不认，说不认得我啊。主耶稣先预言啊，彼得要三次不认我。
And Jesus has already,
不认主耶稣。
Jesus already prophesied that Peter would deny him 3 times.
而且也告诉他的原因。
And even told him the reason.
因为魔鬼要筛你们呢，要试探你们。
Because Satan is going to sift you and tempt you.
你会三次不否认我。
That 3 times you will deny me.
彼得说啊，不可能。
And Peter says that's impossible.
我跟你下监牢都可以啊，跟你死都可以啊。
I'm willing to die or go to prison with you.
在别的地方有讲。别的门徒离开你啊，别的门徒不认你啊，我绝对不会认你。我是彼得了，怎么会不认你呢？
And in another book, it says that if any other disciple did deny you, but impossible for me to do it.
他信心很满啊。
He was full of faith.
绝对没有问题啊，我跟你3年多了。
So absolutely no problem because I followed you 3 years.
我是你第一号门徒
I'm your first disciple.
我是你左右手啊。
I am your strong hand.
怎么可能会离开你呢？
How can I leave you?
真的，他是不很勇敢的。
He thinks he's very brave.
人家要抓主耶稣的时候，
When the people were capturing Jesus,
有一个人刀子拔出来了。
One person held out a sword.
可见呢，他常常带着刀。
And it seems like that person always carries a sword.
因为那个时候不太安全。
Because at that time it's not safe.
很多人带刀。
Many people bring swords.
他真的把人家军兵来要抓，很多兵要来抓耶稣，他真的刀子拿出来砍下去了。
And so he really took out a sword and cut all the person.
他表面上很勇敢啊。
In the surface, it seems he's brave.
主耶稣要教他什么？
What does Jesus want to teach him?
其实啊，你里面啊是很软弱的。
Actually, within you are very weak.
因为你的勇敢是靠你自己的勇敢。
Because your courage comes from yourself.
你不是靠主耶稣的。
You do not rely upon Jesus.
那主耶稣要再给他剥一层皮了。
And so Jesus once again peeled another layer of skin.
这层皮啊，他哭了好久。
And this layer of skin he wept for quite a long period.
我们看二十二章。
Chapter
22. 二十二章六十节到六十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 60 to 62.
这地方从五十四节开始啊，讲了彼得三次不认主耶稣了。
Starting from verse 54, it described Jesus denying Jesus three times.
二十二章六十节。
22, verse 60.
彼得说：“你这个人呐、啊，我不晓得你说的是什么。”正说这话的时候，鸡就叫了。六十一节。
61.
主转过身来看彼得。彼得便想起主对他所说的话，今日鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。六十二节，他就出去痛哭了。彼得这次被剥了皮，真的大哭啊。
And so this time after Jesus peeled his skin, he wept bitterly.
他是一个年纪很大的人呢。
He is a very old person.
他怎么哭了呢
？And how can he
wept? 到底他哭什么
？What is he weeping for?
他想起。主耶稣跟他讲的话。
He thought of the words that Jesus spoke to him.
你说你很勇敢。
You say that you are very brave.
但是你要鸡叫以前呢、啊，三次不认我。
But before the crow three times, you would deny me.
他没有想到他这么软弱。
He did not think that he was so weak.
连那个一个小使女、小佣人呐、啊，跟他讲啊，他都不敢承认他是耶稣的门徒。
Even a young little girl servant.Told him he did not dare to acknowledge Jesus.
我们今天好像很多信徒啊，觉得自己很勇敢。
And today maybe many believers feel that we're very brave.
我是主耶稣的门徒。
That I am the disciple of the Lord Jesus.
我属于真耶稣教会的信徒。
I am the member of True Jesus Church.
因为迫害还没有来到。
Because persecution has not arrived.
你想到如果迫害来的时候。
But if you can imagine when persecution comes.
你还敢讲这句话？
Do you even dare to say such a thing?
你是不是也像彼得一样？否认说你是主耶稣的门徒。
And we be just like Peter to deny the Lord Jesus.
所以我们不能笑彼得。
So we should not laugh at Peter.
神要主耶稣要彼得学什么？
And what does the Lord Jesus want Peter to
learn? 这层皮要剥掉。
That you have to peel away this layer of skin.
不能够靠自己。
To not depend on yourself.
永远不能够相信自己。
And to never trust in yourself.
舍掉自己。
To deny yourself.
你如果对自己的你自己的信心是用靠自己显出来的
and if your faith is manifested by yourself,
靠自己的能力建立起来的
and it is established on your own ability,
那个不是主耶稣所要的 神所要的
this is not what God wants.
如果你读书是为你自己
if you study for yourself,
你赚钱是为你自己
and if you work for yourself,
你做事是靠自己的能力
and if you work based on your ability,
这些东西不能给神用嘛
And all these things cannot be used by God.
这些东西都要一层一层剥起来。
And all these have to be removed layer by layer.
这是应该我们应该了解的，这我们需要了解的事情。
And this is what we need to understand.
摩西啊，他活了120岁。
Moses lived to be 120.
他的一生呢、啊，120岁刚好分成三个大阶段。
And his life of 120 years is split into three sections.
每一个阶段刚好40年。
Every period is 40 years.
这是他的人生的、啊，我想不会是你的人生，刚好分成三段。我的人生啊，对摩西来讲是很明显的、啊。
And so to Moses, very clear.
第一个阶段，40岁之前。
And the first stage before is 40.
他是在埃及的王宫里面做王孙长大的。
He was a prince of Egypt, growing up in Egypt.
学习所有的是世界上的事情。
And he learned all the knowledge of the world.
他有能力。
He has the power.
这些事情在做什么
And what these things do.
建立摩西对自己的信心
And to establish his own faith in himself.
40岁以后
After 40 years.
在40岁的时候他说我要去为神做工
And then he says I'm going to work for God.
我要解救我的同胞
I'm going to free my companions.
但是他这种心、啊、不可能做神的工
But because of this kind of heart, he cannot do anything for
God. 因为他还没有经历神
Because he has not experienced God.
他所要做的工是借着他自己做的
And all the work he does is through himself.
他为了解救、以自己的同胞杀死一个埃及人
And to free his own countrymen, he killed an Egyptian.
然后国王要杀他
And the Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
他只好跑到旷野去住了下面的40年。
And then he went to the wilderness to live in the next 40 years.
那四十年他做什么？
And what did he do the next 40 years?
不是王孙了。
He was no longer a prince.
哎，他是做牧羊童，牧羊人。
He was a shepherd.
40岁到80岁。
From 40 to 80 years.
40岁到80岁，他学习到什么？
What did he learn from 40 to 80 years?
神叫他学习什么？
What did God want him to learn?
学习怎么样跟羊讲话？
To how to talk with the shepherd.
不要跟人讲话。
And not to talk with men.
哎，他不在人间了。
No, he was no longer among men.
世界已经把他忘记了。
The world has forgotten him.
到了80岁的时候，
until he was 80 years,
神要叫他出来拯救以色列人。
And then God wanted him to come out to save the Israelites.
他说我不会讲话了。
And he says, I don't know how to speak.
我以后我很奇，这很奇怪的，不是很奇妙的哈。四十岁以前他很会讲话。
It's miraculous. Before 40, he was able to speak.
哎，八十岁他说他不会讲话。
But 80, he no longer know how to speak.
哎，这也难怪了哈。
This is very hard.
如果我们去牧羊，牧羊四十年，不要牧羊四十年了，牧羊四年，你大概不会讲话了。
And if you shepherd for 4 years, you don't know how to speak.
哎，因为每天都跟羊讲话。
Because every day you're with the sheep.
在原草原里面看不到人。
And you're in the green pasture, you cannot see anyone. 哎，
真的，你把所有所学的都忘光了。
And then you indeed forget everything that you learned.
哎，神为什么要这样子？
Why did God allow this?
神要他剥夺他所有靠他自己的来服侍神的东西。
God wanted him to remove everything that he depend on himself.
哎，四十岁之前，他建立他对自己的信心。
Before 40, he established his faith on himself.
再过来四十年，神把他对他自己的信心全部拿掉。
And the next 40 years, God removed all his faith in himself.
当他已经觉得全部都没有东西了。
Until he realized there is nothing.
他不可能再做神的工了。
He cannot do the work for God anymore.
神说：“你出来做我的工。”
And then God tells him, "You come out and do my work."
为什么神要这种人来出来做工呢？
Why does God want this kind of person to come out
to
work?
因为神要一个工人，完完全全照他的话去做的。
Because God wants a worker to do everything according to his will.
神要这个工人没有他自己。
And God wants a worker to deny himself.
当然我们今天呢，我们每一个人在服侍神呢，不会刚好三分之一啊，四十年不是这样子的。
And so for us who serve God today, it cannot be one third, one third, and one third.
我们一面做工。
One way when we do God's work,
一面学习舍掉自己。
We learn to deny ourselves.
一点一点的把它舍掉。
And slowly we deny ourselves.
好像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
一面做门徒。
When he was a disciple.
主耶稣要教他。
Then Jesus wanted to teach him.
在这个地方，路加福音22章，主耶稣叫他不要靠自己。
And in Luke chapter 22, Jesus tell him, do not rely upon yourself.
那么我们想是彼得到这地方一定很完全了吧？
And so Peter, at this point, if we feel like
perfect, 他自己知道都不敢靠他自己了。
He feels that he cannot deny upon himself.
真的，他后来主耶稣升天了，圣灵降临。
And then when Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended.
使徒行传告诉我们的第一个神迹是借着他跟约翰出现的。
And the first miracle that in Acts it describes was that him and John.
他一个看到一个生来瘸腿的人。
He sees a person born lame.
他就说奉拿撒勒耶稣的基督的名叫他起来。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, you rise up.
他这个人真的跳起来了。
And this person indeed got up.
轰动了整个耶路撒冷。
And then it was spread through all Jerusalem.
很多人都来跟从他，很多人来看他。
Then many people came to look at this.
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible tells
彼得那时候怎么样？
What was Peter
他不像以前了。
He was no longer
如果是以前，
if it was him before,
是啊，我做的。
Indeed, oh, it is I who
have done this. 你好棒啊！是啊，我很棒啊。
Oh, I do feel I'm pretty good.
但彼得怎么讲？
What did Peter say?
我们看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
12节。
Verse 12.
三章十二节。
Chapter 3, verse
12. 使徒行传三章十二节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 12.
彼得看见就对百姓说：“以色列人呐，为什么把这个事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们呢？以为我们凭着自己的能力和虔诚使这个人行走呢？”我们看第十六节。
16.
十六节，我们因信他的名，就是主耶稣的名。他的名便叫你们所看见的所认识的这人健壮了，正如神所赐人的信心叫这人在你们的众人面前全好了啊。他不敢把功劳一点功劳归他自己。
He dare not to account any work to himself.
还要拒绝人家 这样子来一直很羡慕的看他。
And he's even rejecting all the people envying him.
你不要这样看我啊。
Do not look at me this way.
我不是很，不是我啊。
It is not me.
是主耶稣的名字啊。
It is the name of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣给的信心使他好起来。
It is the faith that the Lord Jesus that he is able to be made well.
真的他进步很多。
So he indeed improved much.
但是不是这样子就不需不就没有他自己吗？
Is it just because of this that he's completely himself is removed?
主耶稣要继续教这种人。
And Jesus continues to teach this kind of person.
因为这种人有舍己的心愿。
This kind of person have a heart to deny themselves.
主耶稣慢慢教他更完全。And
Jesus slowly teach them until they become perfect.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
他圣经里面记载的哦。主耶稣啊，要叫彼得保守的啊，非常保守、顽固的犹太人传统的彼得，去传福音给他们心里面认为不可能得到救恩的外邦人。
And so Jesus wanted Peter, who was a very devout Jew, that to preach to a Gentile who thought he thought that it's impossible to be preached to.
主耶稣怎么教他？
And so how did Jesus teach him?
他怎么学习?
And how did he learn?
他怎么舍己?
And how did he deny himself?
我们来看看。
Let's look.
主耶稣在他中午祷告的时候跟他显了一个异象。
And so when he was praying the noontime, Jesus showed him a vision.
上面有一块布下来有很多动物啊，不洁净的，旧约里面讲的不洁净的动物下来。
And there was a cloth with unclean animals descending.
然后有一个声音说，彼得你杀了吃了。
And there's a voice saying, "Peter, kill and eat."
这记载在十四节呀、啊。彼得说：“我从来没有吃过啊，这些不干净的东西怎么可以到我的口里面呢、啊、
？”And this recording verse 14 says, "How can unclean things enter my mouth?"
使徒行传二十章第十五节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 15.
十五节有第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
”Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
这些不洁净的东西是他从小被教导所学习的。
And all these unclean things are taught by him ever since he was a child.
在他犹太人的社会里面，这就是很重要的拜神的传统。
And the Israelite society, this is what does it mean to believe in God?
犹太人的选民，神的选民绝对不能吃不干净的东西。
And God's chosen people cannot eat anything that's unclean.
很多我们不讲了、哦、不过像猪、啊、猪肉就不是不干净的。
And for example, pig, it's not unclean.
所以犹太人到今天也不吃猪肉。
The Jews will not eat pig even till today.
没有鳞的、那些鱼啊都是不好的。
And any fish without scales is not good.
这是他们从小从摩西的律法所学到的。
And this is what they have learned ever since they were young from the laws of Moses.
这是灌注在他里面的一个价值观。
And this has already been ingrained the value system in their head.
属灵里面来讲，
and within the spiritual world,
在神的面前，他们认为啊，犹太人认为只有犹太人是干净的。
And so spiritually, that the Jews only think they are within themselves they're clean.
因为他们有神的律法。
Because they have the laws from God.
不是犹太人就是不干净的。
And any non-Jews they're unclean.
主耶神啊，就显了这个异象给他看。
And so Jesus gave him this vision to see.
他不知道什么意思。
And so he did not know what does it mean.
使徒行传第十章继续讲，下面有人在敲门呢。
And so chapter 10 continues to say there's someone knocking
the door. 很奇妙，圣灵告诉他，你跟那些敲门的人一起去。
And the Holy Spirit told Peter, say, go with those people who knock.
是两个兵啊，是两个兵是吧
？Actually, it's two soldiers.
就是哥尼流啊，这个百夫长啊，管一百个兵的这种。外国这不是犹太人的这个人呐、叫了两个兵来请彼得去讲道。
And it was actually the centurion Cornelius sending two soldiers to invite him to speak.
这哥尼流是一个虔诚人。
And the Cornelius was a God-fearing man.
圣经告诉我们他常常祷告。
And the Bible tells he always prays.
帮助穷人。
Always helping the poor.
神在他祷告中都应验。 跟他显现。
And God will manifest himself and answer his prayers.
哎，说你的祷告周济达到神那里了。
That your prayers have reached heaven.
哎，但是你就要找一个人，找彼得。
But you have to find this one person, Peter.
这个彼得住在哪里
？Where does Peter live?
哎，所以他就叫两个兵啊，去找叫他俩来。
So he sent two soldiers there.
哎，两个这两个兵就跟彼得讲，哎，是我们的主人呐、啊，跟你牛叫我来去找你去了。
And these two soldiers, he told Peter, saying, "My master sent me here."
因为圣灵带领他。
Because the Holy Spirit guided
带领彼得
them there,
所以彼得就顺从去了
and guided Peter, and then Peter went.
哎，彼得不知道我来这里做什么
Peter did not know what he was doing there.
哎，我们看第十章
Chapter 10.
第十章25节
Verse 25.
彼得十章25节
Chapter 10, verse 25.
彼得一进去哥尼流就迎接他匍匐在他的脚前拜他26节
26.
彼得却拉他说你起来我也是人啊。啊，所以彼得他知道他自己的身份是什么。
And so Peter understood his own status.
哎，我们不应当让人来崇拜，这是对的。
And it's right for not people not to worship us.
我们看二十六节。
26.
哎，就对他们说：“你们知道，犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合宜的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净。”第二十九节，所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问你，你们叫我来有什么意思呢？哎，彼得，他圣灵带领没有错了，到那里，但是他不知道做什么。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit has guided Peter to that place, but he did not know what to do at that moment.
哎，到这个时候，他只有知道一件事情。
To this point, he know one.
因为神示意象给他看。
Because God revealed a vision for him.
叫他说不能够把。不干 你以前认为不干净的认为不干净了、啊、应该要你可以去亲近他。
And so you should not consider what's unclean before to be unclean, but instead you should draw near it.
换句话说、啊、不是犹太人他本来认为他们是不干净的。
And so for example, the Jews, whatever is non-Jews, they feel unclean.
哎，我们在犹太人眼光是不干净的，中国人啊。
So in the,
如果你是中国人的话
so in the eyes of Jews, we are unclean because we're Chinese.
非犹太人都是这样，被人家认为是这样，被他们认为是这样。
So all non-Jews are being considered this way.
传统哎，保守的犹太人他不跟你来往的。
And those who are devout Jews, they will not even talk with you.
哎，保罗说，我本来不跟你来往的。
And Paul says originally I would not even talk with you.
但是圣灵叫我，我只好来了。
But because the Holy Spirit sent me, I come.
哎，但是我不知道你要做我做什么。
Because I don't know what you want me to do.
所以你想彼得是想要去那边做什么
？And so, what do you think Peter is going to do there?
哎，他不知道。
He does not know.
他只是被强迫去的。
And he was just forced to go.
他心里很不情愿去。
And so, heart was still not willing to go.
那哥尼流就告诉他。
And then Cornelius told
him. 因为我祷告前不多久前我祷告的时候，天使来告诉我说要请你来了。
And not long ago, when I was praying, the angel sent me saying I have to come here.
哎，你心里面想讲什么就告诉我们什么。
And whatever you want to speak, tell us.
哎，彼得知道了。
And then Peter know.
彼得那个时候 是全世界的传福音的人、啊、传主耶稣的人、啊、
And because Peter was he preached the gospel for the Lord Jesus.
他当然是只能够讲耶稣啦，不会讲打鱼的事情啦。
And of course, he all can speak is about the Lord Jesus and not about fishing.
很明显啊。
It is very clear.
主耶稣要叫他传福音给他认为没有资格领受的外邦人、啊、
And it's very clear the Lord Jesus wanted him to preach to the Gentiles that he thought was unclean.
所以他讲到。
And so when he
spoke, 他一开始没有讲耶稣
he did not start with Jesus.
他没有讲耶稣的救恩
he did not talk about the salvation of Jesus.
他讲了一句话
he mentioned one thing.
34节 35节
verse 34 and 35.
彼得说就开口说我真看出神不偏待人35节原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳这两句话是不是对他们讲的
and so this was not spoken to by them.
我觉得他这两句话是对自己讲的
I feel that he spoke these two things to himself.
因为他以前觉得说神的救恩只有限于犹太人。
And because I believe originally he thinks that the salvation only is with the Jews.
哎，主耶稣要叫他舍掉他自己这个观念。
Jesus wants him to deny himself.
哎，他了解了。
He understood.
哦，原来我这观念是错的。
Originally my understanding is wrong.
哦，原来各国当中只要你敬畏神，行义的人都是神悦纳的。
And so it does not matter where nation you come from, as long as you fear God, God is pleased with you.
你是彼我们看彼得讲的这两句话。
And we see Peter spoke these two things.
你觉得彼得真的把外邦人 不是犹太人当作自己的弟兄姊妹吗？
And will you really treat the Gentile as your own brother's brethren?
我想还没有。
I believe not.
神也知道。
And God knows.
神继续要把他剥皮。
God continues want to remove his skin.
在两句话完以后，他就见证耶稣。
And then after these two things, he testified of the Lord Jesus.
说他是救主。
That he is the Savior.
还没有讲完呢。
And he's still not finished.
还在讲道。
He's still speaking the sermon.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
发生了一件事。
One thing happened.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一些听到的人身上。四十五节。
45.
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵也的恩赐也交在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。四十六节。
46.
因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。四十七节。
47.
于是彼得说，这些人既然受圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？四十八节，就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请了彼得住了几天。彼得更惊讶的是，他还在讲道，道理都还没讲完呢，下面坐的人讲名言了。
Even more astonishing is that before he even finished speaking a sermon, people have received the Holy Spirit speaking tongues.
神为什么使他的听彼得讲道的人讲灵言呢？不是在祷告的时候呢？
And so why is it that they received the Holy Spirit speaking tongue during the sermon, not during prayer?
神要再剥他一层皮啊！
Because God wanted to remove another layer of skin.
他要告诉他，告诉彼得。
To tell Peter.
这些人是神拣选的人。
These are the people that are chosen by God.
他们是你的弟兄姊妹。
They are your brethren.
你不要随便看轻他。
So do not look lightly upon them.
你要给他受洗。
You have to baptize them.
因为神亲自作证明。
Because God has personally testified.
彼得已经传福音传很久了。
And Peter has already,
神的能力常常在他身上。
And God's ability is always with him.
圣经说啊，彼得的能力很大。
And the Bible says that Peter's ability is great.
使徒行传第五章啊。
In Acts chapter 5.
彼得的影子都可以医病啊。
Even Peter's shadow can heal a sick person.
听过这样子，用暗锁他，怎么影子都会医生医病啊
？How have you ever heard such a thing that even shadow can heal a person？
在《使徒行传》第五章啊，十五节。
In Acts chapter 5 verse 15.
但是他还要学习。
But he has to continue.
学习什么
？To learn what？
把他里面的固有的传统不合神旨意的东西要拿走。
And to remove all his traditions and his thoughts in his head, to remove it.
我们每个人都有很多固有的观念。
And many of us, we have a very stubborn way of thinking.
而且那些观念可能跟神的旨意是相反的。
And a lot of times, these thinking, stubborn thinking is very against God.
在座的我们有很多中国人。
And among us are many Asians.
我们中国的传统有很多很好。
Where there are many good traditions from China.
但是中国的传统里面有的是不好的。
But there are some traditions from China that's not good.
是违反圣经的。
And it is against the Bible.
那个要拿掉不容易啊。
We have to remove that. It's not easy.
我们有个慕道朋友。
We have a truth seeker.
他听道理听了很久了。
He have listened to the words for a long time.
他有道理听很久了。
And he have listened for a long time.
他还会讲道理给慕道者听啊。
He's able to even preach to the truth seeker.
我说啊，你都相信了，你也都懂，啊，你为什么不受洗
？And I ask him, how come you believe but you do not baptize?
因为啊，我是我们家的长子。
Because I am the eldest of my family.
好像是独生子吧，
I am the only.Child of my family.
因为我爸爸还活着。
Because my dad is still alive.
我爸爸要我拜祖先。
My father wants me to worship the ancestor.
我不可能在我爸爸死以前我去信耶稣。
And it's impossible before my father die, I can believe in Jesus.
真的是一层皮啊。
And it is indeed a layer of skin.
这个皮啊不容易剥掉。
It is difficult to remove this layer of skin.
因为你要剥掉你的传统。
Because you have to remove your tradition.
这个传统剥掉是剥掉你的价值观。
Once you remove this tradition, you remove your value system.
你的传统就好像你的根一样。
Because your tradition is like your root.
你的根啊，没有办法拿掉。
It is impossible to remove the root.
因为一个人没有根，就是像没有根的东西啊，漂浮的，你人生没有方向的。
And a person without a root is just something that's floating, and you have no direction in life.
这种根啊，但是不合乎神的旨意的根啊，要拿掉。
But these kind of root without doing according to the God's words, you have to remove.
要换成神的旨意的东西。
But we have to replace it with something that's according to God's word.
所以你说我们不需要每个人不需要舍己吗
So do you not say that we need to deny ourselves?
你一生都要一直舍己啊。
And your whole life you have to deny yourself.
我们求神带领我们。
And we ask God to help.
你越能够被对神对付，都经验这个神的，这个舍把我们舍己的经验。
And the more we can experience God's to deny ourselves.
你越越看到神的荣耀。
Then the more of God's glory we can see.
如果彼得没有他固守那个传统。
And if Peter hold on to that tradition,
他就不去了。
And then he lacks.
那么外邦人，那个哥尼流一家的外邦人不会信主。
And then he would not go. Then the whole family of Cornelius would not believe in God.
我不会经过他来信主了。
And they would not believe through Peter.
但是他们会信主的。
But they will still believe.
因为你这个工人不愿意，神会叫另外一个工人去的。
Because this worker is not willing, God will send another worker to go.
神的工作一定会 绝对成就。
And God's work will be fulfilled.
在乎我们的心态是什么。
It depends on what is our attitude.
我们有没有那个顺服信心。
Whether we have the heart to submit.
这是很重要的。
This is the critical point.
神的工作绝对会成就。
God's work will be fulfilled.
是经过人来成就。
It is work through men.
如果是我们现在是负责的这些工人。
And if we are in charge of these workers.
这些门徒。
And if we, these disciples.
神给我们机会去做。
Then God gives us the opportunity
to do this. 不要失掉这个机会。
Then we will lose this opportunity.
要对神忠心。
And we have to be faithful.
完完全全的按照神的话去做。
And to completely do according to God's words.
由以色列人在旷野，3500年前，以色列人在旷野走了40年。
And so the Israelites 3,500 years ago walked in the wilderness for 40 years.
其实他们第一次两年的时候，他已经到了边界了。
Actually, in 2 years, they reached almost to the edge of the destination.
但是他们没有信心进去。
But they have no faith to enter it.
神的工作一定会达到。
God's work will be fulfilled.
以色列人一定会进迦南地。
The Israelites will enter the land of Canaan.
如果有信心，他们有两年就进去了。
And if they had the faith, they were able to enter within 2 years.
因为没有信心。
But because lack of faith.
他们多走38年，走了40年。
They walked an extra 38 years for
20 years total. 而且这个38年当中。所有没有信心的人都要死掉。
And within this 38 years, all those without faith will die.
只有有信心的才能够进去。
Only those with faith will enter.
神的工作一定会成就。
God's work will be fulfilled.
神的工作要借助他的门徒来做。
And God's work will be done according to his disciples.
如果我们完完全全舍己，
if we completely deny ourselves,
你就会经历神的荣耀能力。
We will experience God's power.
你也可能反对。
We might go against God.
你可能也做得很辛苦。
We might work very hard,
但是不愿意舍己，
but we are not willing to deny
你就看不到神的荣耀能力。
Then we cannot see God's glory and His power.
求神带领我们。
And ask God to guide us.
学习怎么样跟从主权。
To how to deny ourselves to follow.
我们今天下午借着彼得的跟从主来做一点大家的分享。
And so through the Peter following the Lord Jesus, we share.
我们要下定决心。
We have to make a determination.
神的救恩已经成就了。
God's salvation has already fulfilled.
神的恩典应许都在那里。
God's grace and blessings are there.
我们有没有办法接受呢？得到呢？
Are we able to accept and receive it?
要有这种立志。
We have to have this determination.
主耶稣啊，带领我。
That Jesus, please guide me.
让我慢慢学习，让我学习怎么样舍弃自己。
For me to slowly learn how to deny myself.
这是一个绝大的福气。
This is a great blessing.
我们来唱诗106首。
Let's sing hymn 106.
106首。
106。
我是耶稣门徒啊，中文是这样。
Amen.
感谢神啊！我们今天早上啊，跟下午啊，用这些圣经的话来互相的勉励。
Thank God that this morning and this afternoon use these Bible words to encourage one another.
哎，早上我们讲耶稣是谁
？And this morning we spoke Jesus. Who is Jesus?
我们想要信耶稣。
If we want to believe Jesus.
哎，我们要认识我们信的对象的身份是什么
？And we have to know the Jesus we whom we worship. What is his status?
如果我们知道他是万王之王。
If we know that he is King of Kings,
如果我们知道他是神的儿子
if we know that he is the Son of God,
如果我们知道深信他是救主
and if we know that he is the Savior,
我们就要很甘心情愿做他的门徒
and then we should be very willingly to be his disciples,
因为做门徒能够经历神在圣经里面所有的应许福气
But to be a disciple, we're able to experience the blessings promised in the Bible.
我们做下午讲到我们要做跟从主做门徒
This afternoon we mentioned we have to follow the Lord Jesus to be his disciple.
是一个舍己的过程。
And it is a process of denying ourselves.
把我里面的自己慢慢用神来取代。
And to slowly remove the inner self and to replace God.
最重要是神的话，我们的观念慢慢的被改变。
And the most important is the words of God, and we have to change our understanding and concepts.
我们的目标就是最后我们完全所想的。都是神的东西。
And eventually our goal, our direction is God.
求主耶稣带领我们。
And the Lord Jesus guide us.
不断的带领祝福我们走这条路。
And to continuously to guide us and to bless us.
也同时为灵恩会，还有一些慕道朋友，还有我们一些少来的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And pray for the spiritual convocation and those true seekers and those brothers and sisters who seldomly come.
他们也能够加入这个走天国路的航路。
So that they can be added to walk on the heavenly journey.
愿所有的荣耀归于天上的真神。
May all the glory be unto our true God in heaven.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.